Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You muted. There you go.
I don't know why I can never get this right. Yo. It's indeed Righteous Reg. We are back. It is February still, so we are still locked into our Black History Month edition of Indeed. Our friend Jay Rose is here back again, filling in for the homie Mike. Shout out to the homie Mike. How you feeling today, Jay Rose?
I'm feeling excellent. Now I'm sitting down with you, ready to talk all things independent wrestling.
Yes. Great. Appreciate you again for being here. And today we got a very, very, very special guest. At first, I want to start off by saying, if you were here for Soft Ground Wrestling Talk, I don't know what happened. It's Uganda times, all kind of stuff. But we are here today. I wanted to have Billy Dixon on this show later in the month, closer to For the Culture, to maybe get a couple of more announcements. But time happens how it happens. And I wanted to talk For the Culture anyways. So today we have a very special guest, the quote unquote Booker man of For the Culture. His email, his DMs, everything, all his communications have been hell for the last couple of months, I assumed. So today we have a very special guest, Billy Dixon. Thank you, my friend, for joining us. How are you today?
I am Billy Dixon. I am running For the Culture this year, and my DMs have not known peace since Thanksgiving. But we're doing good. We're hanging in there. Life is good. Can't complain. Oxygen through the lungs, blood pumping through the chest. It could be worse. So we're here, and I'm very excited to be back in the Fightful universe. So let's get it.
Yes. I appreciate you, of course, for joining me today. We are here, like I said, talking about specifically For the Culture, my favorite wrestling show of the year. You know, when I started my journey into the wrestling space, kind of getting into here, creating the BW 500. The idea around it essentially was to get eyes on all these incredible wrestlers that aren't being seen, aren't being shown. For the Culture was created and kind of it was following exactly what I thought out to be, having a place to showcase these Black wrestlers, having a place to have shows that feel like us. There's music, there's dancing, the wrestlers are different. It's a vibe. Like the first For the Culture is one of the second For the Culture, one of the best wrestling shows I've ever been to in my life. And that thing has continued. Initially, this thing was a part of the 24-hour wrestling show. Am I right, Jay Rose?
You're wrong. You're missing
I'm wrong. One. Okay.
So originally it was supposed to be part of WrestleMania weekend 2020.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, that didn't happen.
Right.
But the first For the Culture was in Indiana. Mm-hmm. It was as part of the Lone Collective that was just held in October 2020 in Indianapolis. So that's the very first one. I'm honestly offended that you would forget.
Sorry.
Where the first For the Culture was. That's kind of crazy. Like, I'm not wearing the whole hat or nothing. Whatever.
So take us kind of through how you got involved. What was the first time somebody was like, For the Culture is going to be a show? You were heavy into the independent scene at the time, so of course you had to be involved. When did you first get word of any of this?
So it honestly goes hand in hand in my like time coming up in GCW. I did the Collective 2019, the very first one in New York, and that got me in the door for GCW. Throughout the summer, I was doing as many GCW shows and trying to help out as much as possible. Primarily, there are two Tennessee shows and then any sort of video editing and things in that regard that I could do. And then in November 2019, on a whim, because I was in town to see my lovely significant other, happy Valentine's Day, in California, we pulled up to a GCW show. None of the regular staff was really there. He's like, you do ring announcer, right? I was like, yeah. And I became the ring announcer. And from that point, Brett Lauderdale, the booker, owner man, GCW, entrusted me as one half of the team that looks over for the culture. Now, I did not – I was part of, like, logistical stuff and things of that regard and organizational, but I was really – you know, I had a main book. I had a little bit of insight, but a lot of what I did was making sure that the vibes were right, that like stuff ran mostly correctly, which was a wee bit difficult from year one and the 24-hour one being ring announcer for those. And then in 2021 in Tampa, trying to figure out what all I could do to help logistically because I wasn't there. So trying to do stuff from remote. It was an idea that was pitched to us as something that the other co-founder of Forticulture wanted to do, AJ Gray. He pitched the idea. Brett was like, hey, you should probably rope J-Rose into this. Mostly because I think people can sense the fact that, like, hey, if anything goes wrong, like, he'll just do it. So, and it was essentially smooth sailing from that first part. I can proudly say that the legacy of having your DMs blown up for about 6 months is a tradition that I unfortunately started and Billy has taken the baton for. But outside of that, it's mostly smoothly sailing. The hardest part is, which is something I'm sure you can understand with the 500, is figuring out who are the best Black talents on the scene to represent what all we're trying to do as far as, you know, putting on this platform. I'm not going to say it's the biggest celebration of Black wrestling, but I'm going to say it's one of the most prominent and it puts a lot of people on. So for the 3-4-ish shows that I was on, because it's kind of involved in Dallas, but not really, because y'all can add that stress. Trying to help pin down, hey, who deserves, not even deserves, but who would benefit the most from having this sort of platform and ready to show up and show out with the balance of celebrating with bigger names is the most difficult thing. Also communication, but like that's just wrestling.
That's another thing. Yeah.
But I would hope to assume that things have gotten a little smoother from my brother Billy. I know that he is fighting just as hard, if not harder, to try and represent us as best as humanly possible. But my God, do I not miss people? Well, I can't even say I don't miss it because people still think that I have some hand in it, which once again, I'm not a part of staff this year. Like, if I'm on the show, on I'm going to be booked just like y'all. Please stop asking me, hey, bro, let me get on. I don't run it. I don't run it. Stop asking me.
Yes, appreciate that insight, J. Rose. Now, Bill, they had a few of these For the Culture shows, very lit. They were at a couple of them were midnight shows and stuff like this. Now, we transitioned from AJ Gray over to you. When did you become involved with For the Culture? I guess is where I'm trying to lead to.
Like a random weekday, I was asked, hey, do you want to do For the Culture? And I said, yeah, sure. And then before I had a chance to talk to anyone else in the world about it, it was like, oh, Billy's doing For the Culture this year. So that's how that happened, because that's how fast wrestling moves. Yeah. So all the people who have like conspiracy theories of how this happened, I am so sorry to tell you that that is exactly what happened. Brett messaged me with a yo text. I said, okay, sure. And then I put my phone down and lived my life and then went to pick my phone back up and it was everywhere. And that's as cut and dry as it is. And it's been a learning experience and it's been fun and intriguing and sometimes a little frustrating and sometimes a little maddening, but overall it's been a very positive experience and I'm very grateful, all things considered, that the show still exists and that people in the organization and people with great influence that do not want their names to be named or seen or whatever, put my name in the hat and said that I have the ability to do this. Which, in my opinion, I think that this is probably the hardest show to book in the entire industry all year. I don't think there's a show to book that's harder. I could book WrestleMania, you know, with my eyes closed. But For the Culture, by far, has the most emotional gravity of any wrestling show all year. And it is a, it with great power comes great responsibility. And it is very, very difficult managing that power and managing all that comes with it. So, you know, before I had a chance to digest that responsibility, it was already out there. So
it was happening.
Now we, you know, fuck it, we ball, you know what I mean?
My man J Rose brought up a really good point. Like, I make the 500, and that's a hard task. Everybody, you can't put all 500 people on this show. You can't put 100 people on this show. You have to make very, 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 very emphasis on the very hard choices on who's going to be on the show presented. How do you make this choice? What goes through your mind of, we're doing this show, these are the people I want on it?
So I'm going to say what Effie said in a more calm demeanor, because we're both Geminis. And I think that in some weird universe, we were the same person cut in half. But WrestleMania week is not an opportunity for someone's big break. WrestleMania is kind of the season finale of the 2023 season ends that week, you know? And you really do have to take a look at who's making the most noise, who's made a real impact, who's really connected with the people on the independent level. And with that being said, who I can sell some tickets with. Mm-hmm. You know, if I could, I would have every single person on and it'd be a 3-hour freaking battle royal, you know, but that's not the case. And, you know, you also have to have people that have pedigree and people that have the gravitas and the cachet with their names that have been grinding, that may have been under contract at some point, may have been huge names that I know I can build with and I can do something really cool and exciting with, that people will love to see them into something different. Mm-hmm. There's also consideration to the legends that have paved the way. And I'm working tooth and nail to make sure that we have some legend representation, whether they have been on television, have been history makers, have been revolutionary in a number of ways. There are some folks who are on the show this year that I believe are important historical figures. They have to be accounted for as well. People who are leading the pack, who may not, who you know, may be a part of a contracted televised organization that I'm able to get the clearance to use, they have to come into, you know, contact as well. So it is a really grueling task to say, how can I make a 7-match card featuring the best and the brightest and a show that is really truly excellent while still providing people with opportunity to grow, while still honoring people who are hustling now, while still having parity with every region and internationally and across sexual orientation and gender identity and styles of wrestling and who fits what vibe and making sure that Black does not come across as incredibly monolithic. I mean, the list goes on. And the more you think about it, the more empathy that people should have to people who run shows that are really based on adding representation and adding spotlight to marginalized communities, because it is so much more complex than your typical wrestling show. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't just book 7 matches of like stunt booking and like crazy shit, LOL. Like, that's not the privilege I have here. You know, I have to be very thoughtful in every step of the way. And I want to implore the people who have reached out, and I'm sorry if I've not responded to you. It is not personal. I don't have enough time in my day to reach out to all of the DMs. Right. But I need people to understand that this is not the only wrestling show that happens this year. And this show does not define you. It does not define me. It is just a show. It's a show that has a lot of gravitas. You know, I'm not stupid, but your legacy is not defined if you made For the Culture or not. Because let's say you never worked for the culture and signed a 360 deal to go work in Connecticut or go work in Florida. You're making more money than I am right now. So like, you know, that doesn't define you. There's people who've never been on these shows collective that are killing it on television right now or making their own money on the independent. There's so many other shows happening in Philadelphia and right outside of Philadelphia that week. So I understand. And I have a lot of empathy because I was in a position where I was not wrestling on these shows. And my first match on the show was in a very high profile, very high stress situation. I understand feeling like it may make you feel like you're not good enough. And I'm here to tell you that I wish I could tell myself back then that that's not true and that the work really is about what you do all 365 days a year, not just one day, you know? So keep striving to be great and, you know, say fuck you to me and prove to the world you're great without me ever putting you on the show. You know, that would make me happy. You know, I don't want to see nobody feel like because they don't have this like weird cosign that like they're not valid. I think that if you make it and you're not on these huge shows, I think that makes you even more valid than the people who are on them. So, you know, I empathize because I've been there, but also being on the other side of it, you know, there is life after February. There's life after April 5th, and there will be life after the next one and the next one. So to answer the question, it is an incredibly thoughtful process that is painstaking and agonizing. And to tell my own friends, I'm sorry, I do not have a spot for you, is something I do not wish on my own worst enemy. And things to consider are also your standing in the company that hosts it. You know, and PR and whether or not you've had scandals and all these things have to come into a thing, because the last thing I want to do is clog your mentions with people saying you should be canceled if I put you on the show or if you have not done things I've asked you to do so that you can clean up your image. You know, things like that matter as well. And it's not quote unquote fair, but it is what it is. So it is very difficult to do the show, but it is a very thoughtful process and it takes a lot of energy and brain power that I might not have anymore because of all the chair shots that I had. So there's that.
Great. Another great insightful thing. Before we move forward, J Rose, I kind of want to get your thoughts on that Effie and kind of what Billy got into as WrestleMania weekend. Isn't about breaking out. It's the season finale. It's where the people that have been shining all year get to kind of shine on the biggest stage possible. How do you feel on that whole thing?
I think that it speaks to, well, for one, and obviously I'm not a wrestler, but like you can ask anybody who knows me, I grind. I don't put my body on the line, but I grind. I would say nearly just as hard. Facts. When I was first coming up, everyone would always tell us our, you know, immediate vets, the people who were the generation in front of us, people were telling us, hey, you should show up to WrestleMania weekends so you can make connections, right? So my first WrestleMania weekend was 2018, but me and my group of people who I came up with, we started going to WrestleMania weekend in 2017. Mm-hmm. And it was never particularly about getting booked, and even though that would have been lovely, it was about being in people's faces. And there have been some incredible success stories of people who were just simply around and helpful and going out of their way to go the extra mile that ended up getting spots and accolades simply because they were around and helping out. The biggest such example that comes to mind right now, and I'm probably forgetting someone, is Juicy Finau. He flew out to Indianapolis for the one-off non-WrestleMania collective just to help. And he got on, and it was essentially a before and after period of what happened for his career. Now, granted, Juicy Vanal is also 6'5",
big dude,
almost 400 pounds. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of hard to miss a brother like that, but he would have never got that opportunity, at least not as quickly as he did, if he didn't come up and show up and show face. What I think has happened is that the people who were telling, you know, the people where I were coming up with, hey, you need to show up to WrestleMania weekend, either got signed or got tired or stopped saying it. Mm-hmm. And the message got misconstrued to say, oh, if you're not on WrestleMania weekend now, you don't particularly matter, which isn't true at all.
Not true.
That's not true in the slightest. But it also speaks to a greater point of people not really having a scope of what all goes on in the scene. Like, mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who I've dealt with who are very talented wrestlers, but they don't really understand how the scene works, or at least the scene as I see it works. Showing up, showing out, showing face, getting the opportunity and taking the best advantage of the opportunity instead of, oh, let me ask around for bookings. That's not, you know, for better or for worse, that's not the way I came up. You showed up, you learned, you shut the hell up, and then maybe if you was lucky, you got something. I do think that it is, if you are within driving distance or if it was in your financial means to do so, come out to do WrestleMania weekend. You know, you have the collective. I'm sure I haven't been paying attention whether or not WrestleCon's even happening or whether or not they're doing something, but I almost guarantee that there are. I know that IWTV is doing stuff out of the H2O building. As an IWTV employee, I should probably know the name of that grouping of shows, and I don't. I'm sorry, Jerry. But there's a lot of stuff going on where not only you can show up, show face, but be a fly on the wall and learn. Mm-hmm. I learned, you know, as not a wrestler, but I've learned a lot about, you know, psychology and things that I take in regard to my booking by just being a person on the wall, listening to someone else call a match or go through the reason why they're doing this decision, X, Y, Z. Also, as a fan of wrestling, which I feel like most people still should have a sense of pride and joy of being a part of wrestling, it gets you to be around people that, you know, you're usually never around. Yep. The child annoys me to death, but it did warm my heart to see a young Jordan Saint out of New York fly all the way out to California, not get any opportunities, but have the time of his life because he was able to see his heroes and connect with people. That's what it's all about. And there's a bunch of other stuff I can tell you that kid needs to work on. He'd be pissing me off. But that's the attitude. Not really expecting anything, not really trying to get any sort of booking, just being around. The one caveat that I would say that I do feel kind of sorry for is the people who live in that Philly, New Jersey area. Because I know, at least for me, if a WrestleMania came to Indianapolis and I wasn't booked, I'd be furious. I'd be furious, depressed. You know, the thoughts up in my head would not be positive. So I can understand where you're coming from that, but also that doesn't make you any less of a wrestler. It doesn't make you any worse of a worker. It doesn't make you any less of a human being. This is the All-Star game, baby. This is the All-Star game.
Yeah.
The Domantas Sabonis is averaging a double-double with 20 points and like 11, 12 rebounds? Mm-hmm. He didn't make the All-Star team. He may be second or third best center, at least in the conference, but you just didn't get picked. I don't know what all you could have done to strengthen your resume, and there's probably something you could have done to strengthen your resume, but even if there's not, sometimes you just don't get picked.
Yep.
And whether that's right, whether that's wrong, whether that's fair, whether it's unfair, it's just the way the cookie crumbles. But outside of that, do not come to WrestleMania weekend expecting that we just going to book you because, oh, we want to give people opportunities. This is not the time to make opportunities. It costs money. Right. There's way too much money on the line for us to just be – I say us like I'm running the show. Thank God. But it's like too much money for people running the show to just give you a chance. And if you don't understand that, sorry. Mm-hmm. I hate that for you, but that's just the way it is.
That's the game. That's the game. You have to realize that, wrestlers. That is the game. Now, this year, Bill, we have a very special thing attached to For the Culture. The general admission is going to be free, right? That's the
yes, that is true. So general admission for the culture, general admission for the culture is free for the first time ever. And just a caveat on that, it will be for as much space as we allow the day of the event. Right. Once we hit capacity on what the general admission would be, then we will need you to purchase a ticket online. You can still purchase a ticket online to be able to get a seat in the show. That does not mean that all the tickets are free. That is very, very untrue. Yes. First, second, and third, and fourth, I think, tickets are still on sale. And we would like to sell out all of those seats. And here's how this came about, because I feel like you're about to ask that.
Yep.
I was about to ask if he wasn't. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. There have been a lot of thoughts on the show and the brand of it and things like that. And in 2023, I just got the show. So I just wanted to see what it was like being in that position. It was a real feeling out situation. And, you know, one of the things that is the truth of the matter is that For the Culture, out of all of the shows that happen in Collective, attendance-wise, would not make the top half.
Yeah.
And that is just the unfortunate truth of the matter. So what I am trying to do with this is I'm trying to, number one, prove that if we put our minds together, we can pack out. And we put our time and our brain and we sacrifice a little bit of sleep, we can pack the bitch out. And if we pack the bitch out and it's full, that gives yours truly an opportunity to leverage for maybe perhaps a different time slot for 2025. And part of that is, you know, I don't want any excuse for us to not have a packed house. I know that there was a lot of commotion about it being the same night as Wale Mania.
Yes.
And I took that to heart because guess who's never been to Wale Mania? The person who is running the show. Exactly. So I understand how frustrating it could be to feel like you have to pick and choose. So we moved it to a different night. However, with other promotions bidding for spots and contributing their own finances to spots, it creates the available spaces limited. I think it would be a lot better for folks to not have to wake up super early after getting drunk at Wale Mania as opposed to in the evening. So we have a great lead in with spring break number like 6 million. Mm-hmm. And you know, we need you to show up. I mean, I can't be any more clear. The time for talk, quite frankly, is over online. I have listened to the criticism. I have listened. I've maybe not have commented publicly, but I've listened and I've watched and I've thought and I've even prayed and I've negotiated and I've worked behind the scenes to accommodate more this year than there was last year. I've done the best I can to make it a more accessible event, given the criticisms. So now I need you, the fan, the ticket purchaser, the customer, to prove me right when I'm fighting for more. Please buy tickets at ftcphilly.eventbrite.com and please pack the bitch out, especially when we don't have that many more tickets to sell out. We just have to sell out all the first, second, third, and fourth row seats. That would be so fantastic. You know, I know that there have been a lot of subtweeting and a lot of cryptic messages about the show. And I'm going to make it very clear, if I was like some narcissistic egomaniac who just wanted to glory hound a show, I would not have woken up in the middle of a Yotex at 3 o'clock in the morning and basically put all my nuts on the table to negotiate this show having this opportunity. So I am fighting for us as hard as I can. And I need for us to get more, for us to show up and do what we have to do. And that's pack the bitch out. And that's just me being not egotistical and not cocky about it. I'm speaking very bluntly here. It is very important that the show does well this year, considering all we have done to make it, you know, more accessible to folks this year. So that explains the whole general admission situation.
Can I just say real quick, you're such a good PR person. You're so nice. I'll say it the way I need to say it. As somebody, you know, who's been a part of this since day one, used to run the motherfucker, it was very difficult. And part of the reason why you know, I kind of threw in the towel to see people consistently criticize what all was trying to go on with the show.
Yep.
See the show come around, criticize it when it happened, and say, oh, why are you doing XYZ, this, that, and the third, between time slot, attendance, booking things, why don't you have so-so on, this person was in town, why don't you try and get them, blah, 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 and then have the thing not only rinse and repeat, but then go on to ignore the rest of the Black wrestling events for the rest of the year.
Yep.
If you gonna want to exist, gonna want to act, because I'll give you your flowers while you're here, my brother. This is not your first rodeo running like celebrations of culture events.
Not at
You've
all.
You've done this more times than basically anyone not named Effie, and like that's just off the. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I ran more, but it's cool.
That's what I'm saying. I was saying, I'm trying to think. I was like. If it's, I mean,
you as a consistent thing, not as a special show thing.
As a consistent thing, oh, absolutely, it's not even close. And combined with the fact that you have been a part of way more shows than anybody else, that doesn't even come close. So, hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
So for you to be able to take this step is basically, you know, You can interpret it however you want to, but I'll say it. My brother did everything in his power to make sure that you have no excuse to be there. If you're in Philly, all you have to do, in theory, you know, while supplies last, is show up. That's it. That's all you have to do. And for a lot of people, not even in the culture per se, you already gonna be there for spring break. Just stay. Where are you going at midnight? WrestleMania weekend, and it's not the day of WrestleMania. Where are you going? What are you doing? So if you've ever felt some sort of way about the way that either I, AJ, or anybody else is running this show, and you want it to be better, and you want it to be bigger, and you want it to represent us in a different sort of light, now's the time. Put your money where your mouth is. And even if you can't make it to Philadelphia, one of my favorite lines from a Vine, it don't cost nothing to show a nigga some love. Mm-hmm. Retweet, like, because I guarantee you there are people who are coming to WrestleMania weekend who have no idea that there's an all-Black wrestling show that's going on. It don't cost nothing to show nobody no love. Now, I know I'm on social media hiatus outside of promoting this, but like this podcast, but at the same time, it's not about me. It's about you. And if you want better for us as a wrestling culture, specifically on the independents, we got to start supporting some of our own. And that it not only includes, you know, the event that's going on in April, it includes stuff like Fight Club DC. They have a show on the 25th of February. It includes the
Ashe on the down in
North Carolina, Ashe on the 24th, the day before. We'll not be including that. I'm taking a break. Motherfuckers gonna stress me out. But when we come back, it includes places like things that I run. It includes Black Wrestlers Matter. That includes minority-owned promotions like West Coast Pro. Yeah.
Hood Slam, Hit Club Pro.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us trying to make our difference. So I think, you know, I'm not pointing a finger and, you know, I'm not going to shame anyone into showing up, but please know that voting with your dollar or with your attendance is super important. And, you know, I understand vocalizing how you feel. I've done it, but there has to be a follow through with the action. And hopefully with this card that we've put together and me getting on board for some of the most insane things I think I've ever thought could be a match happening, including the main event, which I cannot reveal at this moment. It is like a generation versus generation versus generation clash of like three of the guys who have the same type beat but are all very different in their own unique way. I can't wait for the reaction on that. I'm finishing up the negotiations on that match. But just show up, man. And it's gonna be a fun time. A lot of different people, a lot of different elements, and a lot of I've paid a lot of attention to the notes. You know, listen, I'm a theater kid, give me a note. And I can apply and I can make a correction when necessary. So, you know, hopefully people are really loving what we do this year.
That's awesome. As someone who has been to most of the For the Culture events, my biggest gripe has been we have two events that happen WrestleMania weekend that us Black wrestling fans get excited for. Why are they happening at the same time? I was yelling at people every single time. We have For the Culture, we have Wale Mania. Why are we doing these at the same time? I went late to Wale Mania every year because I have to watch this wrestling show. I have to go to For the Culture. I got to support that first. So I'm happy that you took that and you changed everything. You've done so much to cater to us being able to just show up. And I think this 11:59 p.m. time slot is the best one, the Friday night, because it's like J-Roll said, there's no WrestleMania. There's nothing kind of going on. So if there's any time for us to show up and show out, it is now. Now you have announced one match. There is a very special grudge match happening that we talked on podcast about this grudge match before. And you said there was going to be a main event, but this is already a main event, Mr. Billy Dixon. Billy Dixon's taking on his arch nemesis, the one that's been grinding his gears for years, Darius Carter, is happening. Billy Dixon, just explain the importance of this match, because I already know, like, just seeing the graphic, I'm like, oh, these guys just hate each other so much. Tell us about the importance of announcing this matchup, the first one of the 2024 For the Culture.
Yes. Some people like to finish their stories, but where I'm from, it's called getting your lick back.
Straight up.
I, you know, the culture has had such greatness in it, but you know, there hasn't been a ton of rivalries between us that have been as followed as this one, and held in the regard as this one. You know, I'm not saying we're the first, but I think that there's some of us that have, you know, have really worked to make certain things happen. I hate this man. I hate him so much. Oh my God. He has tried to ruin my life and my body and my livelihood and injure me more times than I can remember. He retired me in 2022 and we have not had a singles match since. And I think he's been talking a little bit too much outside of his head about me, and he has kept my name in his mouth since that day, and I have had enough. And my mother figure in wrestling, Faye Jackson, told me when she got through with taking care of him that it was important for me to get my lick back, and that sentence has been in my head every single day since. So roughly,
wait,
I mean, what? damn you, Darius Carter.
Darius Carter came on and was like, absolutely not. You will not slander my name on this show.
That's crazy.
He was getting into it, J-Rose.
He was. I mean, if I can take the baton really quick. I'm very interested in this matchup because it's had such like great twists and turns. You know, as IWTV employee, I would have been watching it anyways, but like, yeah. I got to kind of pay attention. It's most of this stuff has happened in the sphere of promotions that are prominently on there. And like, I went and go look at the stats, and Billy has had, I believe, like, it's tied 2-2.
Oh.
Two wins Billy, two wins Darius. Now, granted, one of the Darius wins are a little bit outside of the greater spear for everything happens, as far as like Cassandro Cup, Paris is bumping, and Vibe. Mm-hmm. Those are the like main components of what all that happens. But well spoken bald man just cyber attacked us. Mike, get on that, man.
Mike, you're supposed to be working back there, dude. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. What are you doing? You just letting well spoken bald man come and attack us? That's crazy. How dare you let Titus O'Neil cyber attack the show?
As someone who books J-Rose, how hard is it to do, like, with how consistent and constant independent wrestling is, how hard is it to do a feud? You know what I mean?
you know what's funny about that? So I have been there. This you know, I will be in Philadelphia.
Book me.
But it's funny you bring that up because I was there the last time Billy was trying to get his look back, trying to finish his story. And that was with him and Hoodfoot in 2022. Mm-hmm. Something that a lot of people didn't know is that that feud started in my neck of the woods at Paradigm. Okay. Where Billy kicked me in the balls and Hoodfoot came to stand up for me. I'm glad that we're past that point of our lives.
You guys seem pretty cordial at this point.
I would like to think so. I think he's a very brilliant person and very heavy-footed. And
listen, emotions, you just said wrong place, wrong time, Jay Rose. It's all
good. Oh, absolutely. If he wanted to become a collegiate punter, I think it's well within his means to do so. Regardless, I would always, because this is still the part where I was a part of doing stuff for the culture, I always wanted the roadmap to lead us to for the culture, because I think it was something that would be worthy of that space, in addition to the fact it would have been a all-black deathmatch main event, which, right. You know, I would like to think I'm a student of the game. I don't think that's ever happened before. Like, there have been multiple black people in a deathmatch in a main event, but not just all black. Mm-hmm. So, But the steps that we needed to take to get there, we just didn't get there. There were car troubles, dates were confused, the beef never went away.
No.
But we simply were never to take the further steps that we wanted to build the things that we wanted to build. But it kind of didn't matter. You have that much animosity between two people. Mm-hmm. You know, you can, as long as there's the initial action and the finishing action, you can get away with almost anything. So
now if a feud is happening in the independent wrestling thing, are you okay with kind of taking on something that's been started somewhere else as a promoter? So say two guys come in that are feuding. Are you okay with like kind of taking on where they've been continuing?
I will say that it's usually up to discretion, and it's also mm-hmm. about like where everyone else is. Like if I can see somebody, they're building to a crescendo, I won't touch it. But also like, you know, I'm not going to be able to do it anytime soon because I don't know what that motherfucker is. But I would love to do, you know, speaking, getting your lip back, and Hoodfoot trying to get his lip back. There's a lick that he needs to get more than any other lick in the world, and that's what the dude who almost killed him. So I'm saying he needs to wrestle Slade. Yeah. I want, even though that's something that was born out of another universe, buddy, dead ass almost sent him to the upper room. So right. Like, I would love to do something with that, and I've kind of looked into it, but not as of recently because no one knows. Genuinely, for all intents and purposes, no one knows where he is. So I try and take it, you know.
That jail case rumor wasn't it? Last time I saw he was in jail. I don't know. People could just been talking.
That's what they say, but like, yeah. I've heard so many different things, and you know what? Maybe it's not for me to get into. Maybe it's totally. The best that maybe some stories just need to be unfinished.
Billy Dixon is back. We are finishing this story though, because Bill yes. Dixon is back in the building. You left us on a cliffhanger, Bill. We thought that Darius Carter came in here and hacked the system, got you up out of here, but you are back.
I hope.
Possibly he is.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Here?
My phone was heating up, I guess, because I was getting so heated talking about it. But yes, Darius Carter, for his many, 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 many gifts, he's truly, I think, the most captivating performer that black professional wrestling has to offer. He knows it, and he doesn't like people who pose a threat. And given how unorthodox of a performer I am, I pose a threat to, I think, his stranglehold. And I think, you know, our rivalry has been an iron sharpens iron situation, as much as it's been about two people who just don't fucking like each other. Mm-hmm. But I believe that on the culture's biggest night, as some people like to coin it, I think the biggest rivalry between two black performers in independent wrestling, in my personal opinion, needs to come to a head and be settled in the middle of the ring. Because in all of the matches that him and I have had, there has not been a decisive winner. Every single match can be a contested finish. Maybe the I Quit match where he handcuffed Faye and then stomped her in the head. And I did utter the words, I quit. It's on video. Might as well not lie about it. May have been the first decisive finish, but it's still like the means he had to get to get me to quit. Speak for themselves, because I ain't a punk ass bitch. I'm not going to quit. But we're here now in February. I keep saying February because we're in February, but April 5th, I'm coming to, I'm not coming to finish the story. There isn't going to be a fairy godfather coming down, and I'm not, this is not for a belt. This is for me to take my manhood back, because I told the man I quit. And that has stuck a claw in me, and to the point where I needed to leave wrestling. So this match is probably not going to be one you want the kiddos to see. Cover the eyes a little bit. It's probably going to be very, very violent. You know, this could have been avoided if I would have had my moment at Ashe, where he took me being able to wrestle Darius Lockhart's first match back with his antics and his stunts. And I think he got involved in that at Ashe last December because he was jealous of the fact that I was given a huge opportunity. Darius Lockhart, who is the founder of Ashe, one of the best wrestlers in the world, bar none, was in hiatus for a while. And throughout his hiatus, we kept in touch and we had all these very important conversations about life and wrestling and what we could do to make wrestling better. And I think that it would have been a great moment to see his first match back be with one of his closest friends. But Darius took that away from me. So now I'm going to take everything away from him. So you should go watch Ashe on the 24th. And then at For the Culture, there will be no more Darius Carter, because I am going to get my lick back, and I'm getting it in blood.
Quick question. Because you weren't in here for this part, and I'm not like, you know, this is water under the bridge. I feel like we are very good friends at this point, but you have a history of just pulling up on people and doing whatever you want to make a statement. I don't know how I would know that firsthand, but that's neither here nor there. I know he has the match coming up on Ashe.
Something happened in Indiana.
It kind of escapes my mind. Water under the bridge doesn't matter. It never happened for real. But like, if you have a history of doing these things for better or for worse, and making statements, do you have a statement that you have planned for February? You're just going to let things lay until April rolls around? We may be delayed. That may be the problem.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
At this point, I hope so.
Hello? We're like really delayed.
That's crazy.
What was the question?
Are we delayed, Billy?
What was the question? Might be a little bit. Might be connectivity issues on my end. But what was the question again? I know we talked about me getting involved in beating people up, pulling up and beating folks up. But what was the question?
Okay, so the question was, and I hope we aren't as delayed as it may be giving off. Do you think that there's any chance of you pulling up and making a message at, I'll say, the 24th? Are you just waiting until April? Are you keeping every plan that you have close to the chest so then no one knows what you're doing?
I think Darius Lockhart can handle his business on his own. I have no plans on doing anything of the sort. I'm going there to watch the show and support it, and that's where it starts and ends. Darius Lockhart is a tough dude. You know, he doesn't... And he's a better wrestler. He's actually a better wrestler than Darius Carter. He's better technically. He's more technically sound. His strike percentage is actually higher than Darius. Darius throws a lot of missed strikes. If you watch his matches, they do not all land because he's so arrogant. He doesn't actually look where the target is. And I think that Darius Lockhart has a more fundamental and dynamic arsenal of moves. Watch out for the flying soul crossbody. I think that can actually take down Darius Carter. And also, I've been in the lab with Darius in his hiatus. There's some new stuff coming out, and there's a new aggression. He's put on some muscle mass. He looks like a little Debo that's going to knock out Darius Carter, and I cannot wait to see that. I don't need to do nothing. My brother's got it. He's got it. I don't need to do nothing.
That's that real sport analysis. I don't know what other podcast or what other wrestler, you know what I'm saying, show promoter, he's going to give you that real sports analysis just like that. Broke that brother down. He said, hey, he may be good, but he's not connecting with his hands. He said he may be talented, but my boy over here, he's hungry. He's got a brand new aggression to him. I don't know who else is. That's why he's him and we just the rest of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, where you going to get something else like that? That impressed the hell out of me. Yeah, there's Mr. Carter. You in trouble, bro.
You in trouble, big dog.
Bro. I ain't never heard you break down no match, nothing like that ever before. It's all arrogance and pompous statements. I've never heard you break down anything like that before. It's all statements. So if you not think about the wrestling, and my brother right here think about the wrestling, both my brothers think about the wrestling, that's two L's back to back. Me personally, I quit. If they got me like locked up like this already, I quit. I'm done.
Facts. You better watch out, DC.
I've been in the ring with both of them. You take notes. I've been in the ring with both of them.
True.
There's that. We got a super chat from our friend Van Twinblade. He says, very important question for Billy. How good of a kisser is Akira? Also, Bushaz and Dak, Go Laney, and Kenny Alfonso, hashtag Glory Pro. Glory Pro. Also, hi, J Rose.
Hello. I hope we don't have to. Not the okay.
Kira's up there. We'll leave it at that. A very good time was had at the big gay brunch in Tampa, Florida. A very good time was had. You know, but also important to note that there's a lot of kissing happening in wrestling. There's a lot. I will not be kissing Darius Carter for the culture. That's for damn sure. However, a lot of people are not using kissing as a maneuver. It is a lip lock. And if you are good at kissing, you can disorient your opponent enough to the point where they are incoherent for about 2.3 seconds. If you watch the match at Big Gay Brunch, I kissed Akira to the point where he was incoherent for 2 seconds and then speared his ass through a door and won the match. So you think it's all about the, you know, I'm not Effie. Like, that doesn't get me off. I love my sis, but, you know, I use that strategically to win a match. When Effie realizes that you can use the power of being horny to win matches, ooh, Effie don't lose. But Effie and Bussy, they're almost there. They almost understand how to use horny powers to get the dubs. They're on their way, though. But for me, you know, there's a strategy to being horny, and that's how you win matches. You kiss people and disorient them and then put them through doors.
Darius Carter, you're fucked, man. You're fucked. You're cooked, dude. Darius Carter, you're cooked, dude.
I digress. You know what I mean?
You're so finished. You better stay your ass in your office, dog, because you're cooked. You're done.
Yes, a great point. Billy Dixon, before we got on this podcast earlier today, we are all living in suspense now because you said that you would come on this podcast and drop before the culture exclusive here on Indeed. Can we get that exclusive? What's going on? What's up?
We're going to do our big one right now. All right. So I can confirm two things for the culture. Some people have asked. Two Court Scorpio will be in the building in Philadelphia. He will be competing in the main event in Philadelphia. And he is one part of the Generational Clash main event. That is scoop number one, because we're on Fightful. We got to do the scoops, right? If we were at Coldstone, this would be like a love it. I think that's the biggest scoop you can get. The other scoop is that on the call, confirmed on the call, will be Big Swole and former history-making IWTV World's Champion AC Mack will be on the call together at For the Culture. And there is a third commentator to be decided and to be announced at a later date. So you got your scoops there. Scorpio will be in the building. The graphic will go up as soon as this interview is over. And Swole and AC Mack will be commentating For the Culture live. And it is going to be lit. Now, they get a couple drinks in them. I am not held liable for the things that they say. That got nothing to do with me, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be nice. It's going to be a good, fun time.
Wow, 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 you guys. Amazing. I was hoping that the legend, the reason that we are all here, the man himself, Too Cold Scorpio, is going to be involved. But to know he's going to be involved in this generational
big one.
Triple threat match at the end is going to be great. And seeing AC Mack has retired recently and he needed to be a part of this. So knowing that he's going to be on the call is amazing.
Man. I love technology.
Wall is great. This is great. This is all amazing. For the Culture is coming up April 5th, you guys. It's going to be at 11:59 p.m. If you are in Philadelphia, there's only one place to be. It's a different day than Wale Mania. You could get free general admission tickets while supplies last. This is where you're going to want to be. We got some great announcements already. Billy Dixon is working hard, hard, hard to make sure this is the best show.
Big Swole, possible. Historical figure in black wrestling.
Facts. Billy Dixon. Tell us where we could find you elsewhere before we get to For the Culture, because you're back outside, my friend.
Internet is crazy.
It's wild.
Internet is nuts.
So bad.
We are very much outside. We are very booked and very busy and very sore. Oh, man. All right. You can find Billy Dixon on all the socials at The Billy Dixon, THEBILLYDXON. Also, I am not above getting Cash App or Venmo tips for my service. Thank you. It is reparations at this point. And you can catch me this weekend. I will be at both Next Up Pro in Hampton, Virginia, and then I will be at Wrestler's Lab in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, the Mecca. And then you can check me out on the 24th at Ashe in Charlotte, North Carolina. I will be appearing live. I'll be hanging out in the crowd, probably getting some popcorn and taking selfies. And the biggest thing of them all, I need you here. I need you. I'm reaching out my hands. I need you at For the Culture Friday night, 11:59 p.m. Philadelphia, PA, as part of GCW's The Collective. General admission is free, but we need to sell out the joint. So also, please feel free to get first, second, third, and fourth row seats so that we can have the biggest For the Culture ever. XL status, you dig? So please pull up, and we're going to make a movie. It's going to be a movie.
We haven't mentioned on this podcast at all, but you can also stream it. So that's also a thing.
If you can't be there, like, you know, how much is Triller TV? You know,
$7.99
That's not bad. See, and basically you get all the events all weekend from GCW. So not only can you see For the Culture, you could see, well, I don't know about them outside promotions. Don't let me say that, because I may mess up and say something that's not true. But right. I know pretty for certain that you can see Joey Janela Spring Break and Bloodsport, I believe, on Triller TV. It's just $7.99. You can support all the other promotions as well. Reg, what else you got?
I think that's it for today. Definitely The Collective. Everything's going to be on Triller, so definitely subscribe to that.
Yes. That is a thing you can do as well.
And yeah, that's it.
$7.99. Triller TV Plus is $7.99 a month. $7.99 a month.
Day Rose, you got
I actually, just to just to bring it up this weekend, as far as shows that you can support on the independents, Texas Contender Series and Wrestling Open are on Thursday. You can stream those live on IWTV. Saturday, the good folks at H2O are doing Causing Havoc, which is a memorial show to the late, great Danny Havoc. They're hosting the Unlucky 13 Hardcore Championship Tournament, featuring a ton of different really talented wrestlers, including black wrestler, just looking at glance, my good, well, I won't say good friend, but somebody who I enjoy the work of very thoroughly, one Christian Ross, will be a part of that event. In addition to that, this weekend, we have Wrestling Revolver live from Grand Prairie, Texas, as they present What a Show. You know, get it? It's like a What a Burger, What a Show. It has Leah Rush, Chris Bay, JD Griffey, Brian Keith, I'm just naming all the black people, Trey Miguel, a bunch of different black talent on this show. It also has Grizzled Young Veterans, Speedball Mike Bailey, Elias making one of his first bigger name independent wrestling appearances, and a ton more. Please continue to support independent professional wrestling, including the things that aren't being streamed. In addition to that, shout out to the boys from WrestleWave. I'm going to keep plugging them. If you like the way that black streamer content is done nowadays, if you like things of that regard, they are the best as far as things go with that. I would also like to shout out my good friends at We Love Wrestling. Shout out to my boy Trey. He travels all across the country for wrestling shows and tries to put a spotlight on all different sorts of people. I love him to death. And lastly, Wale Mania tickets are on sale. Hand in hand with that, NAP is on hiatus for a little bit. So that means that if you knew me from before I was a ring announcer, my actual discipline is in video editing and graphic design. The bitch is back. Wow. And I'm working on some crazy stuff. If you haven't seen it already, the person who is the guest of honor, same as Trinity was last year, is the one, the only Shelton Benjamin. He is the guest of honor for this year's Wale Mania that was just announced. I created a video for it. You should go to @Kazim and go retweet it and make me look good. But also, purchase tickets. It's not on the same night as For the Culture. You can do all the black wrestling events as part of WrestleMania weekend. And it is a absolutely great time. If you've never been before, it is unlike anything else I've ever experienced in wrestling. It's like the wrestling nightclub, but if it was black and done for years upon years upon years, which, you know, shout out, I guess, to the wrestling nightclub. I don't know how that would work as a concept. Nah. I don't know if I want to hear wrestling themes in the nightclub, but that's just me. But you can hear real music you can hear on the radio, and wrestlers can be around at Wale Mania and a ton of other good stuff. Please go to @Kazim, who is the leader of the Wale Mania, to purchase your tickets on accessaxs.com. Yes, the same people who stream Impact Wrestling. That's all I got.
Oh, I actually do got something I remembered. We're talking about wrestling events this Sunday. Of course, if you're in Los Angeles, my homies, my favorite independent wrestling promotion, West Coast Pro, going to be there for Under the Bridge.
That's got right. I forgot.
Insane amount of talent. The Honey Leah Rush is on there. Lee Moriarty, Titus, the West Coast champion, Charlie, Starboy Charlie. This is going to be great. If you are in LA, definitely check that out. If you're here in the Bay Area, I'm actually going to be calling a match this weekend. I'm very excited about it.
Now, where?
Ugwa Wrestling out of San Jose.
Hell yeah, man.
In San Francisco at the Emporium. So I'm going to be down there and I'm going to be talking some shit and I'm very excited about it. So definitely check those out and check out Glory Pro. I watched Glory Pro Ascend on YouTube yesterday, Van Twin Blade. Really great show. We appreciate y'all for everything. We are getting out of here. We'll see you next week with some more Black History Month action. It's going to be a good time. Shout out to my homie Mike for being here and producing. Shout out to Billy Dixon for being here. Shout out to Jay Rose for being here. This has just been an amazing time. Y'all have a good one. Y'all be easy. Protect your mental health and eat a sandwich. Peace.
All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.